Foundations of Western Civilization, Lecture 7.
Herodotus and Thucydides.
Historians and Hellenism.
Once again, we confront a set of ideas that is so deeply ingrained in the way that we conceive of things that to imagine its absence is almost impossible. That, in a way, is one of the ongoing problems in taking a look at the roots of Western culture in antiquity. The roots have sunk so deep that to think in terms that do not make use of these ideas is in many instances virtually impossible. The very terms in which we think have been shaped so profoundly by our cultural tradition. So it is here. The idea of history is not something that we think of as having to be invented. People, we imagine, must always have had a history, must always have thought to some degree in historical terms. But surprisingly, that seems not to have been the case. And the first historian really does seem, in a meaningful sense, to have been Herodotus, a Greek from Halicarnassus in what's now Turkey, but was a Greek-speaking and culturally Greek region at that time, who lived from 484 to about 420. He had a predecessor of sorts whose works haven't survived, named Hecataeus, survived only in fragments, who wrote a geography. But it's Herodotus who even coins the word history, which in his case and originally meant researches and has come, which originally meant researches. That's how he uses the word, and has come to mean history in our sense. What then is history in the sense of Herodotus, which has become our sense and which other cultures, previous cultures, did not have? It's the systematic effort to record and to make sense of the past, with the belief in mind that recording and making sense of the past is going to reveal patterns which will be useful in conceptualizing not only who we are in the present, but also in anticipating perhaps what might happen in the future. History as an intellectual exercise presupposes that things were not always the same, that what is going on is not just one thing after another, which has been the presupposition of most cultures at most times and places. Here we get an effort to take a look at, a careful look, a non-anecdotal look, a systematic look at the past in order to see what it has to tell us about who we are and about the way things are. Thus, Herodotus. He's interesting on a lot of other grounds, too. For instance, he's the father not only of history, but also, at least arguably, the father of anthropology. That is, studying not only the past with a view towards understanding the present, our present, but also understanding and taking a look at other cultures, at the different in the here and now. And that, Herodotus is the first person on record systematically and indeed sympathetically to have done. Much of his history is devoted to a fascinated and, to me at least, fascinating discussion of Egyptian customs and indeed a whole series of questions concerning Egypt. Questions about dynastic history, questions about climate. Why does the Nile rise? How do Egyptian customs differ from Greek? Why do Egyptians behave in which the way they do? Likewise, he takes a long and interested look at Scythia, which is the region just north of the Black Sea in the modern Ukraine and southern Russia. Egypt he regards as a culture certainly older and in many respects more sophisticated than his own. Scythia is a culture which he regards as less sophisticated than his own, but he is still fascinated to tease out any details of the life of the Scythians that are available to him. And of course, his main subject being the Persian Wars, he writes with great knowledge and great interest about Persia, Greece's great adversary in the Persian Wars, and a civilization, as he recognizes, that is in many respects every bit as complex and nuanced and certainly richer and certainly more powerful than his own.